This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. The White House said it is seeking a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's strike into Israel. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden's reaching out to other G7 leaders for discussions and then a unified response to what he calls Iran's brazen attack, the first time Tehran's forces directly struck Israel. His National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press says most of the weapons were blocked.
Just an incredible military achievement by Israel and, quite frankly, the United States and other partners that helped Israel defend itself against more than 300 drones and missiles.
Kirby says the U.S. will continue to support Israel and its next move.
But the president's been very clear. We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner on NBC says the White House needs to get tough with Iran.
I think they've emboldened Iran.
Well,
this administration's failing to say there is a red line.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Northeast Pennsylvania, an area President Joe Biden considers home turf. Trump challenged President Joe Biden to a debate, pointing to a podium next to him with a banner reading, "Anytime, anywhere, anyplace."
We have to debate because our country is going in the wrong direction so badly. And while it's a little bit typically early, we have to debate. We have to explain to the American people what the hell is going on. Because they're looking at the border, and they're looking at inflation, and they're looking at the economy, which is terrible. They're looking at every single aspect of our country.
This is Trump's third visit this year to the swing state that could decide who wins this year's presidential election. This is VOA News. United Nations and international aid agencies warn the lives of millions of people in Sudan are at risk as the world turns a blind eye to the enormous humanitarian needs facing this war-torn country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Sudan has endured a year of war, which humanitarian agencies agree is one of the world's worst man-made disasters. The World Health Organization says the war has had a staggering human cost, with more than 15,000 deaths and an estimated 33,000 injured. The WHO reports about 6.6 million people are displaced inside Sudan, and 1.8 million have fled to neighboring countries, making Sudan the largest displacement crisis in the world. The agency warns Sudan also could soon become one of the world's worst hunger crises. Nearly 18 million people are suffering from acute hunger, and 5 million more are on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenyan doctors continue their one-month-long strike calling for better pay and working conditions. The doctors are demanding a commitment from the government to fulfill collective bargaining agreements signed in 2017, but President William Ruto says the country has no money to do so. Dr. Kahura Mudia is Secretary General for the Kenyan Medical Practitioners and Dentists Union.
The union position is very simple. We just want compliance with what is the legal position, that is, the registered collective bargaining agreement must be adhered to. And that's what we're calling upon the government to settle. The other things that have come up in the last several years is that we have specialist doctors, doctors who are in training, postgraduate resident doctors, who've been working for free for all the time and the number of years that are in service. And these persons need to be compensated for the work that they do. So that is one of the new demands that is brought to the government that they need to comply with. The other one is the aspect of failure to provide comprehensive health insurance to these persons who are providing these services. So doctors, a majority number of them, are exposed to health risks because they don't have a working comprehensive health insurance.
Hundreds of demonstrators took part in a protest against the presence of foreign forces in Niger, including the armed forces of the United States, which has a military base in the north of the country. The demonstrators gathered in the center of the capital city of Niamey at the call of civil society organizations close to Niger's ruling military junta, whose members took part in the demonstration. In Washington, Nabil Biagio,